Hey guys, welcome back to Sports Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO. Ross, the Cyclones with a bye week this week, but I feel like Iowa, the only in-state team playing, but there's a little bit of buzz in the air.
Everywhere
I go, you know, with Cyclone Fanatic and reading about it, everybody really excited for our next guest here on the Griptite Foundation Repair Hotline to make his triumphant return to the state of Iowa.
Well, I think he's been back to the state of Iowa since his departure, but it is nice to welcome back Coach Dan McCarney. Coach, thanks for giving us time today.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Great to be with you.
Well, we talk about you coming back to Iowa. I know that you've been back before, but kind of a unique situation this week with Iowa State having the week off. It really has allowed the folks in the state of Iowa to be able to spend a little bit more attention on your time at Iowa State. So just so you know, there's been some nice reminiscing about Dan McCarney this week in Des Moines.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. It was it was an incredible run of 12 years. I spent 36 years in Iowa City, and 19 of those as a player and coach at Iowa, and then 12 phenomenal years at Iowa State. And the older you get, you just want to sometimes just kind of rewind your career, catch your breath for a second, think about it, and stop at some of those moments that'll never be forgotten. And there's so many of those that I got to share with the players and the coaches and the fans and the alumni from Iowa State that I'll never ever forget and I'll always cherish. And whatever I gave to Iowa State, believe me, my family, my wife, my children, all of us, we took a lot more from Iowa State than we could have ever given them.
Well, you're an icon at Iowa State, Coach, and it's great to have you with us, and can't wait to watch the Mean Green play in Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. Here's where I want to go with you, Coach. I found it really interesting. I was doing some research to prepare for this interview today, and I knew this, but I guess I had forgotten about it, that Hayden Fry, one of your great mentors over the years, was actually the head coach at North Texas from 1973 through 1978. And for some of our friends listening who have followed your career, I find it fascinating that I think 6 years in North Texas history is that program won 9 games. 3 of them have been Hayden Fry or Dan McCarney coached football teams. Is that cool for you to be able to follow in Hayden's footsteps and rebuild the program that he had so much success with down in Denton?
Yeah, it's really cool, guys. You know, when Coach Fry left North Texas so many years ago, and he came into University of Iowa and gave me the opportunity to be on his staff, I was the youngest. I was a part-timer, actually, on Bob Cummings' staff. And what does that mean? Well, back then, part-time means they could pay a little bit of money. I got $10,000, and thrilled to have that. And you could go on the field and coach, and you could go on the road and recruit. So it gave me some really good experience. But I was only, I think, 22 years old, got cut in the NFL a couple times. And then Coach Fry came in. He interviewed all the coaches on the previous staff. And I went in there and thinking, I remember I had a 3-piece suit on. I'm thinking this is going to be about a 2.5-minute interview, and I'll be in and out because I have the least amount of experience anybody that he was talking to on the previous staff. And about 15 minutes into the interview, he said, "Well, Dan, how about what do you think about this? How about would you consider being my tight end coach? And I'm going to pay you $18,000. And I jumped out of the couch that I was sitting in, and I was ecstatic. I had no idea it was going to happen. And I was thinking about all the other directions in life I might go besides coaching, because I didn't think I was going to have a chance at Iowa. And then we spent all those great years together, all of us young assistant coaches just following Hayden's lead and the opportunity that he gave us and the faith that he showed in all of us. And then all these years later, here I'm back at North Texas, where Coach Fry left to come to Iowa. And the rest is history with his career and the things that have happened. But I've got pictures on my wall behind my desk in my office right now where when Coach Fry was coaching at North Texas. And by the way, he did have white pants on here in these pictures at North Texas long before he came to Iowa. Did the same thing.
Coach Mack, there's a great story that our buddy Rick Brown from the Des Moines Register has out. And this is a story that I didn't know. I'm a lifelong Hawkeye fan, and this was not a story I'd been aware of. You and Ference were almost fired one day by Coach Fry. Can you tell us that story?
Well, that maybe that wasn't the only time that we were almost fired, but that's one of them. But it's a true story, and how it all surfaced, I don't know. But when I'm asked about it, I'm not going to be shy. Neither was Kirk. It was 1981. We're in the middle of practice. Coach Fry's belief always was to go ones against twos or ones against threes, build confidence. That was his psychological approach. We never, ever, ever went best against best, whether it was individual or group or team or scrimmages. In the 11 years I was with Coach Fry, And that day, before we got to practice that day, Kirk and I, frankly, were just getting a little bit bored of going against our best against threes. And I had a guy named Mark Bortz, went on to a long career with the Chicago Bears with Mike Ditka.
Won a
as
Super
an
Bowl.
Offensive lineman with the Bears, but a defensive lineman with me. Tremendous player, hard-nosed, tough as you'll ever see. And he had a guy named Brett Miller, who was a fourth-round draft pick and a heck of an offensive lineman. So we just said, Kirk and I just said that, hey, why don't we get them together and get a couple reps? It wasn't that big a deal, and it wasn't some big ploy or plan, but we just said, why don't we let those guys go against each other? And while we're always going one-on-ones, Coach Fry's about 50 yards away with 7-on-7. And as soon as we got him in there, they went once, good matchup, and we put him back in there for one more. So they got two reps. On the second rep, we hear Coach Fry screaming at the top of his lungs now. And I look down there, and he's got his black shorts on from practice, and he's sprinting. And Coach Fry never sprinted anywhere. And he's running down, and he's hollering and yelling, Matt Kirk, I ever see you doing that again, I'll fire you guys on the spot. And I remember it. It rings loudly in my ears just like it was last week. And you know what? We never put those guys against each other again. And but it was his feelings and his belief that we're not going to go best against best. And it's very different that nowadays that how many of us coach. But that was what he wanted to do, and we were working for him. He wasn't working for us. And we sure were never going to do that again as long as we were coaching for Coach Fry.
I was going to ask you that, Coach Mack. So was that a philosophy that you ever picked up, or did when you took over as a head coach, did you just adapt your own philosophy of putting those ones against the ones?
Yeah, we did. You know, and when I went to Wisconsin the first day we had spring ball with Barry Alvarez after I'd left Iowa after all those years, we did the same thing because he came from Notre Dame. He wanted to go best against best. I did too, and that's what we did. So like the old saying, there's different ways to shoe a horse and all that. That's the truth. But as I mentioned earlier, and when somebody asked me this week, Coach Fry's in the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of coaches that aren't, and that's the way he wanted it, and that's the way he did it. And nowadays, I think most of us like to go best against best. Somebody wins, somebody loses, but at least you find out what your strengths and your weaknesses are. But back then, that's the way we did it. And at times, it did get a little frustrating, a little aggravating, because you always wanted to go a little bit more best against best. But that's how we did it, and it's an incredible run that we had together and an amazing legacy that Coach Fry left at the University of Iowa.
North Texas head coach Dan McCarney. It still feels weird saying that, Coach. You're always the Iowa State coach to me, buddy. I always want to say that. It's weird for me to say North Texas. But, hey, this return to Iowa for you, were you a part of making this game happen, or was this pre-scheduled before you became the head coach at North Texas?
Yeah, it was done long before I got here, and well, I remember when I was going through the interview process, and I didn't know if I was their top candidate or their 10th candidate, but I started doing my research and looking at schedules way out and looking at years ahead, and I'm looking around, I'm going, you got to be kidding me, Iowa in Kinnick Stadium. So yeah, it was all done before I got here, but you know, it's we've coached against some pretty darn good programs when I got here, and a lot of schools in non-BCS situations, as you guys know, have to do this, want to do this. But if somebody said, hey, would you rather coach against a complete stranger or somebody that you really respect and love and spent almost a decade together, I'd go against the stranger any day of the week.
Do your kids have any idea of the, you know, the significance of what's going on here in the state of Iowa with you coming back to coach in Kinnick Stadium again, or is this just another game for them?
Yeah, I think for the most part, just try and keep it as much as the most important game is the game this week rather than last week or next week, and gave them a little bit of history, but didn't spend much time on it. You know, it is a real unique situation. A Division I head coach and his starting quarterback are both coming back to the town where they grew up at, and coach against that school that's obviously a phenomenal place to be and a heck of a football team. But you know, it really does nowadays when kids don't even know who Bart Starr is or Ray Nitschke or Mike Ditka, we try and educate them on a lot of ways, but we didn't spend a lot of time talking about my history at Iowa.
Coach McCarney, I want to ask you about your preparations for this week. One of the things we've always heard from Coach Fitzgerald at Northwestern is that preparing for a Kirk Ferentz team doesn't change year to year. How have your preparations, or have you noticed any changes in this Iowa football team as opposed to when you were preparing for them when you were with the Cyclones?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things a little bit different. You know, they've already faked a couple of field goals. They, you know, there's a few things schematically that are a little bit different, but these things remain. And now we've been on the tape of the 2015 Hawkeyes since Sunday. They're physical. They're well coached. Their defense rarely misses tackles. They win the turnover margin. Rarely do they have more penalties than their opponent. That's the sign of a really well-coached football team. And those are things that you see. You got a confident quarterback that's making all the throws, and he can get you with his feet, he can get you with his arm. And then they just exude such confidence the way they play the game. They're tough, they're hard-nosed, they're a really good physical football team. And those things remain, and those things, Iowa has won all kinds of games and won the Big Ten Championship, or they came up a little bit short of that, they're always that way. They always seem that way. And frankly, that goes back to all the years, and I'm taking anything away from anyone, but that really was how the game was instilled and installed when Coach Fry came, and we were all together for many years, and it's that tradition, and it's that success. And there's different players, some different coaches, some different philosophies now and then, but some of those things remain. And you watch that team, and you see that helmet, and you see that uniform, and you see so much of that same style. But it still gets back to playing the game the way that we all want it played, hard-nosed, tough, physical, relentless, and play with a passion, play with confidence, and you sure see that when you turn on the 2015 Hawkeyes.
Coach Mack, I want to turn our attention to what's been going on in Ames with the new south end zone being bowled in. You're a big reason why this is possible, rejuvenating the program like you did there in the 90s into the 2000, and now I know you probably haven't been there to see it live, but I mean, it's a beautiful Jack Trice Stadium now. What was your reaction the first time you saw a photo of Jack Trice Stadium being bowled in like it is today?
Yeah, I just loved it, and I got it. Somebody sent me a video and sent me pictures, and it's not like I ever go, oh, so what? I mean, it just had this amazing 12 years there and love it, and will always be a fan of Iowa State. And when one of your guys, my guys, Paulie Rhodes is the head coach there, and Wally Burnham and I won 9 games together, went all the way to number 2 in the country at South Florida. How do you not wish for great success for those guys? And you just see the commitment that's there. It's been there for quite some time now to make Iowa State even more first class than it's always been. I love hearing about the sellouts. I love hearing about the fans and the great atmosphere it is. And when I think back, I've said it many times, when I think back of my 12 years, I will always have a smile on my face, because it was just a tremendous run that we had. And I stay in touch with many of my guys. I had a Champions Day back in August, brought in Seneca Wallace to talk to the football team. I'll have 2 honorary captains this week with me for the game, and Eric Anderson and Zach Butler, that were both captains for me at Iowa State. The roots run deep. The relationships are strong. The respect and the love that I have for my players and my guys and the time that I had at Iowa State will be with me for as long as I live.
And I see you have a former Cyclone on your coaching staff now too, LaMarcus Hicks. That's kind of cool to see.
Yeah, he really is. You know, and of course, Mike Grant's here with me. Mm-hmm. Has been with me 14 years now. John Scaldini, Mike Nelson were with me until they decided to ride off into that retirement sunset, and good for them. And LaMarcus did a heck of a job. John and I recruited LaMarcus Hicks and Tim Dobbins, both out of Mississippi Junior Colleges, and boy, did we hit home runs with both of them.
Yeah.
Played great for the Cyclones, and both of them played in the NFL. But it's just neat. And if you could help young guys, 3 of my 4 graduate assistants here now at North Texas played for me here at North Texas. If you can help young people, give them a chance. If they have the talent and all they need is an opportunity and some experience, then I'm going to always try and do that.
Mac, we appreciate it, man. But you feeling okay? You feeling better? You sound great.
No, I feel great. I really do. The energy level is incredible, and we love living here. And I still work out every day, and I thank God for the opportunity that I have, because there's not many people that have been as blessed as I have in my life. So great to be with you guys. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you again in the future.
All right. That
Thanks
sounds
a lot,
great, Coach. Best of luck on Saturday, okay? Former Cyclone. Man, it's so weird. Even this many years later, Ross, to call him former Iowa State head coach. It's kind of like, you know, could you call Hayden Fry former, you know what I mean?
Call it Sec Taylor Stadium, man.
Yeah.
You're looking at the wrong guy.
He's a great interview, great guy. It's a cool storyline.
Everybody speaks very highly of him. You talk to our buddy Scott Knock, who's in the building, who helped out. His dad was a part of that administration.
Scott.
The Woodleys,
yep.
Who were under that, under McCartney. Everybody just raves about him. What a great guy he is.
Even in Iowa City.
Absolutely.
It's a rare instance of a guy who is so connected to both programs, integral in building both programs, into the most successful eras that they've had. It's pretty cool.
I love that insight on the Hayden Fry almost firing him.
Yeah.
Just that insight on that Fry program that they didn't let the ones go against each other because it was a psychological thing. He wanted his guys to know they were a lot better than the guy across the line from them. Even if they actually weren't going to be when they played Michigan or Ohio State or whatever, or Penn State. I don't think they played Penn State then. But he wanted them to be able to beat guys up and know I know what it feels like to win. That's an interesting – Hayden Fry was an interesting psychological coach. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He just – the more you find out about him, it seems like he really had it together.
And then we didn't have enough time, but I'd love to talk with – you know, Mac or Bill Snyder or any of those guys from the Fry coaching tree. Like, think if they'd have a reunion. Think about getting all those guys in one room at the
You'd
same time.
You'd have
It'd be unbelievable.
Snyder, Stoops, Bielema. You'd have
Barry Alvarez.
McCarney, Barry Alvarez, Ferentz.
Yeah, I mean, it's endless.
How many
endless.
One,
well,
how many
and then the guys who under
six,
them.
Seven?
Yeah, it's just
if you did the tree, it'd be pretty incredible.
Well, yeah, and then assistants too. You know, guys who are just scattered all over the country. I mean, it's really fascinating to look back at. I don't think a lot of younger people realize that those initial Fry staffs, like some of the names who were coaching for that man. It's incredible.
It is when we're talking to Chuck Long and you're like even Derek Pagel. When you talk to these guys that were former Hawkeyes, their coaches are now. Names you recognize. Mm-hmm. The dudes that recruited them, the guys that were their position coaches. Ferentz was the offensive line coach. McCarney's the defensive line coach. That's a cool story. And you see Hayden Fry running in his short black, probably bike shorts. Remember
like the Voight
coach? Remember the brand bike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're My dad used to rock those all the time.
Nut huggers.
I think he still would if they made them. I don't think they make them anymore.
Those John Stockton shorts?
Yes. Except they were like the elastic waist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with the two buttons.
Yes. Good stuff. Awesome to catch up with Coach Mack. Wish him the best of luck on Saturday. Not too much luck, though, Ross, for your sake.
No, but. I see what you did there right at the end. Hey, go get him. Go Mean Green.
I should have dropped a Go Mean
I'm
Green.
I'm surprised you didn't. Troll.
I really wish that I would have. Love Coach Mack. All right, more Sports Fanatics after this on 1460 KXNO.